Ciao, io te, ciao a me, Paolo Fadona.
Ready?
Yep.
First, the shears, the Il Mishpas Ibn Barossi, with your side today, Yitabas Reb Zev, Love Materi comes from her. There's a sport, I don't call it a sport or a hobby, which is called the tightrope walker. I don't even know what it is. This hobby, this sport is, I don't advise any of you to join it. You tie the two ends of the string to the top of a mountain, and the person comes along and he has to walk across this tightrope, across the mountain. Usually it goes over a river. There's a very, very deep, there's a valley below. Very scary. Someone once asked a well-known tightrope walker, what is the most difficult part of crossing, of going on this tightrope? So they say, what do you think? Well, probably the climbing up, the scary part, going to that height. Probably that's very scary when you climb up the tightrope. No, he said, not scary, that doesn't disturb me. Perhaps it's the walking across. After all, the walk across is quite a scary walk. No, don't disturb me. That's not hard. Perhaps the carrying on you, sometimes you carry a person, a pole. Perhaps that's scary. No. So which is the most scary part of this tight walk when you're taking across? What's the answer? He answered, the most scary part is when I come to the end and I've got to go back, I've got to make a change back. I've got to about turn and change from the way I've going till now and go back. That's the hardest part. I learned from this tightrope walker a moyotic limit. I was at Shver. Every mitzvah, we have a day, a mitzvah, a minute, a mitzvah, perhaps sometimes the mitzvah, we have the same mitzvah every single day, but one mitzvah, which should be give such a long time, the whole month of Elul, the slichas, with the mitzvah of tshuva, of changing, of going back, and making a change in life. Then I got Rosh Hashanah, with Aseres Mitzvah, with Erev Kippur, Yom Kippur. What do you need such a long time for? Tshuva, do tshuva like any other mitzvah. The answer is to change our ways in life. A habit we've got, the change is the most difficult part we have. It's very hard. And we need a change. Tshuva means return, go back. Return. Change your way, change your path. That is very hard. I want to take one part today. Perhaps the most essential part of our Yom Kippur davening, which we don't realize, which is best tied to the base of Mikdash, which we need the most for our Kippur and Yom Kippur, for our tshuva. Which is that? What is that? And we say it, and we probably don't even understand what we talk about, what this avodah is all about. We have the avodah on Yom Kippur, which we all take very seriously. And in the avodah, the beginning, if you look very clearly, you learn it beforehand, we start off with two se'irim, two goats. You all know the two goats are brought into the Beis HaMikdash. We speak a lot about the soil Hashem. The soil, the goat of Hashem. There's a second one, which is called the soil Lazozo. The soil Lazozo. What's the soil Lazozo? The soil Hashem is a proper carbon. It's a carbon which we go along and we bring it in on the Mizbeach. We go along and shecht it. And there's a vidui said. The vidui said on the carbon Lashem, it's got bemis not for us. It's for the Kohen made it for him and for his family. Yeah, if you look at the Kriv, that was the Kapara, and that brought the Kapara for him and for his family. The soil Azazel, that is our Kapara. The Kapara of Yom Kippur is the soil Azazel. Who was it for? La Amcha B'nei Yisrael. As the Pasuk says very clearly, to go along and Kapara for the Amcha B'nei Yisrael, for all the for Klal Yisrael. That carbon, that Azazel, that carbon was completely different than every other carbon. A normal carbon comes in the base of Mikdash, on Mizbeach, you shecht it, you make zikra, you take the emurim, many, many avoiders, which always each avoider is somehow kapara. This Azazel had no connection to the base of Mikdash at all. It came in, it saw the base of Mikdash. It went in, the yotz of Haisa goes out to the base of Mikdash. We take it far away. What happens to this Azazel? What is this Avodah? The Avodah is that we get an Ish Iti and we tell the person, on Yom Kippur, please take this, take it far away, not on the Hori of Shalayim, outside of Shalayim, can't be with Yerushalayim, take it there and go along. And what you do? You go along and you take it off the mountain. Before you put it on top of the mountain, tie a red thread to one side, tie a red thread to the mountain, throw it down, and we'll see if there's a kapara. And the Gemara says, "V'nase evorim evorim evorim," and that is the kapara for Klal Yisrael. What connection that to us? And you look at the Rambam says, the kapara was, the Rambam writes down, it was a more of a kapara than any chatos. Any chatos, we had avera, it can only forgive us for our averas which we did by mistake. Only for specific ones, yes, because this Azazel, which is our kapara on Yom Kippur, was mechapa for shogeg, for mezid, for asay, for lois asay. I mean, all our fears did during the year. Maybe Lashon Hara made people. It's not so soon. So this Azazel was mechapa for any avera which we did to the year. A person went along, for instance, had sharpness on. Oh, if I have sharpness the whole year, yeah, it's mechapa. A tefus mechapa. All these averas are mechapa. And how the kapara was not on the base of Mikdash, not on the Mizbeach. Take it out, go far away, go onto the Hari Yehuda, and then go along and push it down. What kind of avod is? What is? How is this kapara? And what does it mean to us today? The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, the Rambam brings down in Meir Nevuchim. He asks how to work. So the Rambam says this whole ceremony of the Azazel is for us to learn. It's we have to go learn, look at Azazel, and change our way in a certain way. It's not just going to go on, it was a ceremony. No, I've got to learn from it. Learn why, what, and when, and then go along and change our ways. Shaila is, what do we change? Where change shall take, and how is it mechapa for our lives? The Medrash says, there's a Zefana Medrash, the Medrash says on this pasuk, V'noser hasoy es kol havonis bnei Yisrael. On the pasuk in Achimoyis, this Azazel carried all the avonis of Klal Yisrael. Says the pasuk, what is this soy? Soy zehu Esav. This is first Esav. Soy means Esav. In other words, that Esav is somehow al kapara. It's Esav al kapara. What Esav? Take your Esav. Esav al kapara. What's Esav got to do with al kapara? And the Medrash says Esav is called Esoy. Esoy. And therefore, the soy means Esav. How does the Esav kapara of us? And here is a Meirdika limud for us. The pasuk says, "V'nosa avonosam," says "V'nosa avonosam avonis tam." Esav is going to carry avonis tam. Tam is ishtam of Yaakov. All Klal Yisrael's avers will be carried on by Esav. What does it mean? Esav is going to go along. He's our kapara. He gets the blame of all our works. The answer is very, very poshut. The poskim say, the Svarim all write down, Esav is a symbol of the Gentile, of the Goyim, of the Goyisha way of life. In other words, look at the Svarim, a lot of our problems in life are because we copy and emulate and try to go along and be and take things from the Goyim. Into our Yiddish way of life, we go along, and we are influenced by the Goyisha media, Goyisha way, Goyisha technology, Goyisha things that they do, and that is preventing and spoiling our whole way of life. The Torah is telling us over here, Amor de Gezach, there's no way of getting kapara on Yom Kippur, if we need a Yom Kippur to go to kapara. If we want to kapara of our problems that we go in the Goyish way, is only one thing. In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mok Kodesh, we can't go to get kapara. We have to go out of our house, get rid of it, to go along to a faraway place and smash it, and get rid of it, and get rid of those mahalkim in our mind. Things that we do, that's the only way we go along and be basliach in our kapara of Yom Kippur. Azazel is our kapara. We need, says the Rambam, we have to learn from the Azazel. Today, when we say the Avodah tomorrow on Yom Kippur, we have to go along with Chavan. This is our Azazel. What is Azazel? You want a kapara? There's one thing. Azazel is the Esav. Is that way of the great way of life to search in ourselves. What am I emulating? What am I getting influence and taking from the Goyim? We see Moshe Rabbeinu in the very last message you saw in the sentence, the very last message Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Klal Yisrael. What's the last message? Moshe Rabbeinu is dying 120 years. He's been the leader of Klal Yisrael. He looked after them from out of his tof. What's the last message I'm telling you? I'm lying on my deathbed. What is he saying? The pasuk says, he says, remember, Atim Yeshavtem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And you saw all those, as you could say, the Gulea, you saw those ways of life. Get rid of it. You want to go to Hatzol, you want to be a Matzliach. My message is, don't look at and take from get rid of that way of life. 40 years later, they've left in the time. They've gone already. Is that I need you to go along? Yes. That could disturb and go along and spoil our whole future of life. I was once at the airport, one of my trips to Eretz Yisrael. I went from Manchester Airport, I went via Frankfurt. Frankfurt is one of the ways, actually the cheapest ways, to go to Eretz Yisrael. You know, when you go to the airport, you always have to go through security. Security nowadays, not security. You've been in Manchester for security. When you come there, you have to go again through security. So I was in a queue waiting for the second flight in Frankfurt to go to Tertusol. In front of me was a was a few people. I ready to took my jacket off, all ready to go. And then the fellow just in front of me was, I don't know how to call him really, he was Jewish. How do you know he was Jewish? Not better. I could tell he was Jewish. Spoke of it, spoke of this, and he was trying to make it. So they asked this young boy, this young fella, right, he took off, I was how many things he took off, he took quite a lot of stuff off, and said, can you please, sir, can you please go, bitte schön, you know, don't you say bitte schön, can you please go through the little, so the fella goes, and he goes, is it stuttering? Can you please go back, bitte, swick, go up along, what you got on? Anything in your pockets? Speaking of the other pockets, please can I take off your belt? He had a thick metal belt. He took it off. Come, sir. Comes through. Again. Knock them all buzzing. He goes through again. What have you got with you? Please, he had large boots on this fella. Please can I take your two large boots off? So take off the boots. Takes it off. Goes through. Knock them all. Uitgo. He's taking his watch off, he's taking everything out of the pockets. He think, so what you got? I don't know. Please, sir, can you take your socks off? He takes his socks off. Below and hold, the fella had two earrings on his toes. You've never seen it? Two earrings on his toes. One on left and one is right. So, they didn't know what to tell him. I've seen, if you're going with on the lip, they shouldn't be eat properly, on your nose, it shouldn't smell properly, on your eyes, it shouldn't eat properly, on your. Where's the fella get it from? Ayid, going through, going to Etisal, Ishak, going to Shalayim, where it's going to, you probably go to the Kotel with this thing. There's the Geshevelt. The things we've learned from the silly Geisha belt, and it creeps up, and for him it's the norm. It's the norm. I want to say something. Perhaps you won't like it. Don't mind. When I was a little boy, my parents, we went on a Sunday afternoon to a park called Finsbury Park. A park in London. Yiddish park. He used to go there. We came there one Sunday afternoon. One Sunday afternoon, and we see as we're coming in the park, the beginning. There's a whole lot of people crowding around. In those times. It was called a kind of a concert. It's called concert. It's not a concert we're talking about. Not a concert we're talking about here in Heaton Park. In those times, how many people did count around? 50 people counting around. We passed by, and they had their loudspeakers, with their old-fashioned loudspeakers, and there were four people standing there, and they were singing. That was the yesoid of the starting of the Beatles. The four Beatles, they came to Finsbury Park and they started off, they launched it with the Beatles. And they started singing with the jazz, with those movements. I remember my father said to me, you know, this is singing. At the beginning, Tucker made a big impression on. Later, when we go today to Chasna, we've got these movements, with these singing, all this way of our life. It's creeped it into our norm. That is today. That is that zozel we bring into our own life. We don't even realize it. You're probably saying, I'm being machmir. It's if we've got away from our edelkeit, our beautiful edel way of singing, of way we sing, what's called song. Today, jazz and Yus and Jens and all the movements and all that. Which then, I remember I heard once from Legovich, and Legovich, when he went to America the first time, he came the first time to America, he came off the plane and he came into Borough Park. When he came to Borough Park, it was a shame. A funny country, he said. People are running and wild and dust and he couldn't take it. The way people are going, the whole mentality. Rabbi Leibovitz said in his drasha, remember, in yeshiva, 2 weeks later, he didn't notice it. Perhaps I myself do the same thing. Rashba. Mizuk Iba, I have not seen it inside. The Satmar Rebbe, the first time he arrived in America, came off the boat in New York and put foot. He feel a spear epis, the Geishkeit coming into me. It's Yidua that Yibchaskel Lemstein, Mamashgiach, the Parish Mashgiach, he came from Shachai to America and he wanted to go along and be stayed in America, build up the mirror in America. He didn't last out. He said, I feel the Geishkeit coming into me, and me myself, I'm changing. I'm not the same. And he left America, decided to stop him, and the mice went left America. In our own home, I think to myself, how much do we take in song, in dress, the type of food, and all these things? How much are we copying the goyim? We're drifting away. Moshe Rabbeinu's last word, don't copy. Stay away from that. That's not for us. You're drifting away from the Rebbeinu Shloim. There's only one way. Smash it. Get it out. You're not even in, there's no avodah to the base of Rebbeinu Shloim. You have to get rid of it out of the house. You know very, very, very well when Eliezer was sent for Shidduch. Eliezer was sent for Shidduch to look for Yitzhak. He arrived there, and he wanted, and they made a beautiful party for him, a beautiful welcome to Noam in the house, all laid, everything was laid. Look at Medrash, where Rashi is just hinting one word. And he said, come inside, come in the house. So he didn't want to go in, until Lavan said, Vonoisi, Vonoichi, Pinisi Sabais. I've cleared out all the Azazels. I've cleared out all the Avodah Zarah, says Rashi. I've cleared out all things which disturb you, the Geishkeit. That's only one way to go along. We want a kapara in our own house. We're changing all the time, slowly, all changing, in our mode of dress, whatever it is. There's only one way to get rid of the Azazel. Our language. I was in a place that a few weeks ago. You'll take posture today. It was a Yiddish place. I won't say where. And inside, a mother walks in. I'm talking about here. A proper shameless Shabbos mother walks in with a child. And she came. The child was wearing torn trousers. Yeah, jeans, torn. Just look nice. I mean, it's like perhaps the earrings, like I told you, the earrings on the foot of this other. Where's it come from? What am I doing? I'm changing the whole way. The gula came, loshimim al bushon. They didn't change. That is the avodah of Yom Kippur. There's no way get rid of it to get something. What should I do? I'm sitting here. I go put it into the bin. Nothing else. It's only Azazel. There's no avoider in the base of Mikdash. The soil Hashem is in the base of Mikdash. The soil Azazel, there's no mockum for it in the base of Mikdash. There's no place for the base of Mikdash. I'm going to get a Meisah. I don't mind if you don't like the Maisa, I'm saying it. I heard this Maisa not long ago. There was a kvutza of girls in Eretz Yisrael, in Bnei Brak, who could find Shidduchim. Couldn't find Shidduchim. One after another couldn't find Shidduchim. The girls happened to be Svartish girls. Svartish girls. There were 28 girls who could not find Shidduchim. They were about 29, 30 years old. And they just couldn't... They made a group together. From Bnei Brak, they made a group together. And they wanted to go along and be mechazik themselves. And decided they're going to make a Shabbaton. A Shabbaton. They took a hotel outside Bnei Brak. And there they're going to come together for Shabbos. Get people to give speeches, go along, be mechazik themselves, perhaps. They came together and they needed a speaker. They found a Svartish Rav, he's very, very choshev Rav, I mentioned the name of the Rav, called Reb Chaim Zayeh, who's a well known Rav in Bnei Brak, who's head of Svartim. And they approached him, perhaps he'd come along and give us a weekend with Chizuk. What's the matter? Who are you? We are a kibbutz of girls. Can't find Shidduchim. No problem. Before he went, he said to the girls, before he agreed, I must go to my Rebbe, Rabbi David Abuchatzira, and I want to go along and ask him advice what he's going to speak about. He went to Naria. In Naria, he came along and went to see Rabbi David Abuchatzira. Told him what he wants. There's a crew of girls who need Shidduchim. Can't find, they make a Shabbaton. Can go along What shall I say? This is what he said. He said, listen, I know this girl. I know what you're talking about. They've got, I'm sure they've all got, and they're girls only, and they don't need it. They've got the smartphones. Smartphones which are not tagged, and you can see anything. And they're doing things with the smartphones. Tell them to throw away the smartphones. No, I can't say that. All I'm telling you is that should be a dosh. He went back, spoke to his wife. Abuchatzira said, I've got to speak about them. You can't speak about that. Andy's got it today. It's this and that, and you can't. Anyway, he agreed to go. Friday night, he got up to speak. And his wife said, no, thing. He spoke. He didn't mention one word. I can't. I'm insulting. Shabbos morning you spoke, same thing. Shabbos Shudas, you come out there, came to Malka, he was going back, said farewell to all the girls, and as he got up, all of a sudden he got a jerk, I'm going to say something. And he started speaking about the smartphones. He said, you want Shidduchim, you want help, you've got something for girls, it's not for you. Don't need it, you're on business, not for you. Not for you. It's not tagged. Here's a bag. Go put them in. He wants a shidduch. Nobody got up. He waited there 5 minutes at the shlender. After 5 minutes, one girl got up and put her phone in. After a few minutes, one after another got up, and 27 girls put in their phones. One girl missing. As he's going into his car, he's already got the motor on. A bang on the window. I want to put my smartphone in. 28 smartphone in the car. Abuchatzira says to his wife, we're not going back to Bnei Brak. We're going back, we're going straight to Navia. Goes to Abu Chatzira, comes in, and tells him, Abu Chatzira asks him how things, how's the Shabbos? He speak about it, tell the whole story, everything. Till the last phone came in as I was leaving. Abu Chatzira put down his head, started crying away. Nu Mayesh, what will be? Ani Maftiach. Hayom, today, it's the beginning of Iyar, which is right after Pesach. But Tu Ba'av, Kol Achad Yer Kala. Each one be a Kala. The last girl became a Kala on the night of Tu Ba'av. Ma'aseh had been verified. I will verify the person. Let's have Zozo. They took it out the house, put it into a bag, and threw it down. We want Yeshua. We're going through such difficult, shver zman. We want to do something. That is our Zozo. To go along. Tell another Ma'aseh. I'm going to take a Ma'aseh. I'm sure the mice one here is that I saw mice, I can't get mice. I got a kiss for it. There was a lady in Tel Hashemeh Hospital. She, a young lady, non-from lady, she all of a sudden developed a paralysis. She couldn't move her hands and legs and central part of the body. Couldn't move. She was rushed to Tel Hashemeh, and they got specialists from all over, all different hospitals, from Belenov, this hospital, the other hospital, and all came along, and they couldn't find out the reason why she's got the paralysis. All of a sudden, a young lady uses it's a slow process, it starts off with something, couldn't know. She was there for 7 months, 7 months in hospital. One day, into that ward walks in a lady, a frum lady, Scheitel, I think, and goes over to the nurses at the desk and says, tell me, who is the most severe patient on your ward? The most severe patient ward? Yeah, that lady down there. The lady down there, that's one, pointed to the lady princess. She's had all the specialists in. What's the matter with her? She's paralyzed. Where? What? Yes, we had all the specialists from all different hospitals, and all can say that nothing can do. She's a young lady. And look around the bed. She's got all the children. She's got many children all around the bed. I'll go over to her. She walks over to the bed, and she says, comes there and says, in Vrit, Vaksha, you want to become better? Go look up the children. You're in nutcase today, were you? Somebody lying in bed in hospital very, very seriously ill, because who doesn't want to become better? What's the question? Vadai, Mashila, what are you asking? Are you sure you want to become better? Can I ask you a question? Do you smoke on Shabbos? First, do you smoke? Yes. Do you smoke on Shabbos? Yes. So already, I'm just saying how the story goes. The children already say to Emma, mother says, why were you asking? If I ask you not to smoke on Shabbos, will you listen to me? I'm asking a question. Will you agree not to smoke on Shabbos? Emma, children start to say again, don't listen to her, forget about it, what she's saying. Quiet for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, she says, I need to come in. I'm going to come myself not to smoke on Shabbos. No. One more question. You're married, you have children. Will you cover your hair from now on? The children were up the wall. She make it son of you. I told your friend to laugh at you with a cover your head with some schmutz on your head. Emma, forget that big thing, all that. There you go. Do you agree to cover your hair from now on? Thinking backwards and forwards. After 5 minutes, I'm going to cover. The lady took her hand. Beis Hashem, Yelecha Refu Shalema. Hatzlacha Rabba. And she walked out. The children around the bed were getting a bit thing and said, Emma, forget about it. She's just some fummy thing. It's nothing. No. Only a couple. She said to the children, the whole argument, the story goes, the whole argument, what's daddy going to say, what's this one going to say, no one's going to ask anybody. Half an hour later, she screams. The doctor comes. What's the matter? Mayesh. I mean, but yes, pain, yes, zerem betocha arm, a pain going up my arm. It got terrible pain. They bring the machine, the special machine, and they say, yes, there's a bit of, you've got a bit of life in your arm. What's going on? Cut the long story short because it's getting late. The same happened the story goes a quarter of an hour later, the right arm. First the left arm and the right arm. She again screams, again the doctor comes to the machine, and back to this movement. There's movement in the arm. Phew. A few minutes later, same thing with the left leg, and then with the right leg. They tried to get her to stand. She didn't know what means standing, didn't know what means balancing. The center of the body started moving. The story is, the next day, the lady was out of hospital. The story finishes that even the children are all on the way to be from. The Rebbeinu Shem wants of us a kabbalah. Throw out something. Do something. That's lazozel. Get rid of a bad way. If we do something for the Rebbeinu Shelenu, a little kabbalah, a small little kabbalah, the Rebbeinu Shelenu is going to give us what we want. It doesn't need anything big. Something very small. Who knows? So look at this. Maybe she made us, well, not either this lady, but she was already critical. We don't have Kashtam to make her critical. Go along. We all want a good year. Everybody's got. Somebody said to me, Rav said to me yesterday, ain't by such ain't bar. Every house got some problem somewhere. We need help. But now's the time. It's the last few hours we've got left of Yom Noaim. What kabbalah am I making? What am I giving to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Which reminds me, give me another minute. Somebody walked into a bank. Not long ago. And he sees his friend there in the bank, puts the card into the machine, types some numbers, and out throws a whole lot of 50s, 20s, 10s, basically. Psh, Gewaldig. His friend goes out, I'm going to say, puts his card in, types the number, and think, inside, what do I need at least £500, go on, in Kölver Nöner. Calls the bank manager, and the bank manager comes in and says, what's the matter, what can I help you? Yes, my friend just now came along with a card in, and he types in the number. I've also got a card, I typed in my number, and put everything in, and no money's coming out, from my account. Something wrong with the machine. Oh, sorry sir, give me your card, takes the card, puts it in, checks something. Excuse me sir, there's nothing in your accounts. If there's nothing in your account, you put nothing in. You've given nothing. If you haven't given anything, how can he take? This is your knowing. What have I given to Bernie Schein? Bernie wants to know, what undertaking am I doing for next year? One undertaking, one small thing, we've got a few hours left. What am I going along? What change has started off the tightrope? It's a tightrope. It's not easy to make a change. What change am I making of everything for your Lord? If we go along and undertake a small little change, look what nisim could happen, what change could take in our family, with simchas, with gezunt, with panosa. So we all want to, with so many things we're asking for. All need help. Just make, to think of the thing, sit down for 5 minutes, what little change can I go along? Especially, so our void is in our zozen. Our zozen means to go along and get rid in there. I told you so many little stories. Our zozen, what's in our life? Maybe for the Beatles, maybe this, all these things. Get rid of it. Have I got anything in my house which is being geishkeit? Some time ago, I had in my house a terrible smell. Terrible smell. And my manager couldn't want to go in. They smelled in the house. I know it was a terrible smell. My wife already told me it was a terrible smell. I didn't know what it was. Then somebody came in, a neighbor came in and told me, it smells of a rat. Dead rats. A terrible smell. Of course, I didn't want to touch it. I made somebody else could touch it. We got rid of the rat, and the house smelled beautiful. Like in Gashmi, stay Ruchni. We bring bad influence. We've got in our house something which is a bad rat. We ask questions. Why is my chinuch not going? Why is things happening? Perhaps I've got a bad smell in the house. A little bad Ruchni. Smell it. There's a little azazel lying under the couch. Get rid of it. And we have everything we want. But it should give us a gemach sim tova b'zum chinuch. That's a beautiful